Welcome to the deep dive. A developer spent like 6 months building this incredibly intricate automated AI system.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about roughly 50 custom skills, 50 sub-agents, and 40 different workflow commands.
It's an absolute powerhouse of a setup.
Right. It really is. But so the only reason we even know about it, the only reason they published this entire configuration for you to see is because that exact same system caught its creator making an invisible catastrophic mistake.
Which is just wild when you think about it.
It's totally wild.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Today's source material is a really fascinating, highly detailed blog post by a developer named Xingfang Xie, or they go by AX.
Right.
And the post is titled, "I Open Sourced My Entire Dot Cloud."
And the mission for our analysis today is really to pull apart this massive transition happening right now and how we interact with technology.
Yeah.
Because we are moving way past the era of just using AI as a simple chat box. Like, we're leaving behind that transactional vending machine relationship where you just type a prompt and get a generic answer.
Right, you put a quarter in, you get a blog post out.
Exactly. What AX built here is a highly customized, fully automated digital workshop. So we're going to extract the specific workflow philosophies from this config that you can actually apply to your own projects.
Whether you're, writing software, managing a team, or just trying to organize your digital life.
Precisely.
And I think that incident, the one that triggered this whole public reveal, that's the perfect place to start.
Yeah, the automated safety net.
Right. So AX ran a publish command to push some code from their private setup to a public repository. And the system just straight up blocked it. It instituted what's called a fail closed audit.
And for anyone unfamiliar with that term, fail closed is a core security philosophy. It basically means if a system detects any anomaly or even if a check just fails to run properly, it completely locks
It
down.
doesn't just ignore the error and stay open.
Exactly. It shuts the door. And in this case, the script didn't find like a missing API key, which is basically a digital password that lets software talk to other software. Instead, it caught a .pyc file.
Which is, it's a compiled Python file, right?
Yeah, it is. It's essentially bytecode. Like, to a human just scrolling through a directory, the contents of that file look like absolute gibberish.
Just totally invisible to the human eye.
It is. But the audit script wasn't reading it like a human. It scanned that bytecode and it actually found AX's personal home directory path baked deep inside it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, alongside some references to an internal private domain.
So the system basically protected the creator from their own carelessness. It caught a leak that, let's be honest, a manual human review would have missed 100 times out of 100.
Oh, easily.
And that really elevates this beyond just a list of clever prompts. We're talking about an architecture of automated trust here.
Yeah.
But to understand how we actually get to that level of trust, we need to break down the anatomy of this digital workshop.
Let's do it.
So AX defines three core components in the source material. There's a skill, a sub-agent, and a slash command.
Right. And those are the foundational building blocks. The way they interlock is really what makes the whole system autonomous.
So break those down for us. What exactly is a skill in this context?
So a skill is essentially the documentation. It's the highly specific set of instructions that tells the AI exactly how to execute a particular task.
So that includes like the tone, the constraints, the format.
Exactly, all of that. Then you have the sub-agent, which is the worker. It's an isolated instance of the AI model that spins up, takes a task in that relevant skill, runs it in its own isolated memory space, and then returns a result.
Okay, got it. And the slash command.
That's the trigger mechanism. So you type something like slash big task into the terminal, and that one single action fires off a fully orchestrated workflow involving multiple sub-agents and skills.
Thinking about this setup, it really feels less like using a standard software tool and much more like, well, like running a boutique creative agency.
That's a great way to put it.
Because if you just open standard ChatGPT or Claude in your browser, it's kind of like hiring one incredibly eager but entirely generic intern.
Yes.
You ask that intern to design a logo, write a legal brief, and then predict the weather. I mean, they'll attempt all three, sure.
But the output is going to reflect like a generic average of the internet. It'll just lack taste.
Right, exactly. But AX's setup operates so differently. It's staffed with this diverse roster of absolute specialists. You aren't handing tasks to an intern anymore. You have like a snobby graphic designer, a strict copy editor, and a deeply analytical researcher all on your personal payroll.
What's fascinating here is how this completely shatters the common perception of how these models should even be utilized. AX isn't just relying on clever one-off prompts.
No, they're not.
They have codified entirely distinct personalities and standard operating procedures, like the source details this one skill called Kha'Zix Writer.
Oh, I love this part.
Right. It's a Chinese long-form writing skill modeled specifically after a popular WeChat author. But the really wild part is the mechanism of execution. It doesn't just generate text.
It's a self-check.
Yes. It runs a mandatory four-layer check on its own work before presenting anything. It verifies hard rules, checks style matching, evaluates content quality, and finally, it asks itself an overarching question.
Which is this a real human?
Exactly. Is this a real human? It actively uses this programmatic checklist to drag its own prose away from that predictable AI cadence and back towards something that actually sounds alive.
That is such a fundamental shift from just typing, write me a blog post.
Completely.
And then this Washu design, which is this HTML prototyping skill.
What?
AX didn't just tell it to, you know, write clean code.
Yeah.
They baked 20 distinct design philosophies into its core memory.
It's so specific.
It is. We're talking about the information architecture principles of the design firm Pentagram and the specific Eastern minimalism of designer Kenya Hara.
And to make sure it actually adheres to that level of taste, there's an explicit anti-AI slop checklist.
Yes. The skill literally bans the AI from using default visual crutches. Like,
yep.
It cannot use purple pink gradients or the interfont family.
So taste is literally mathematically encoded into its roles. It is structurally forbidden from producing generic output.
Which is brilliant.
And then the configuration gets even more esoteric with Banksian skill, which is a Chinese divination skill.
Okay, wait. A fortune teller?
Yeah, a literal fortune teller. It utilizes a Python engine to cast hexagrams based on three different traditional fortune telling systems.
That's incredible.
And then it interprets them using a highly specific knowledge base.
Building a fortune teller into a developer environment just seems so counterintuitive, but I think it proves the broader point of this entire philosophy.
How so?
Well, the standard engineering tools, the code reviewers, the debuggers, you can download those anywhere. But a tool that casts traditional hexagrams, or a skill that generates marketing copy specifically tailored for your friend's jewelry business.
Right, yeah.
That is a deeply personal extension of the developer's own life. It's bespoke automation.
But having a boutique agency of highly specialized experts is incredibly powerful, sure. But if they're all just shouting over each other or working on the wrong things, you just get expensive chaos.
Which is the fastest way to ruin a project.
Exactly. So that forced AX to rethink entirely how an AI is managed and deployed. Over 6 months, they developed this workflow philosophy abbreviated as SIMPLED.
Right. S-I-M-P-L-E-D.
Yeah. Surgical, investigate first. Maintainability, purpose-driven, lean, extreme ownership, and delegate.
I really want to focus on that last one, actually the D for delegate, because the source material advocates for delegating for parallelism, not for context protection. I have to push back on this a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Based on everything we've been taught about large language models over the last few years, the conventional wisdom is that you must give the AI the bare minimum context required to do a job.
Keep the workspace clean.
Right, exactly. You isolate the problem so the model doesn't get confused or start hallucinating details. So why on earth would AX suddenly advocate for taking a massive, messy project and just dumping all of it into a 1 million token context window?
It is a totally valid hesitation, and it's actually a trap AX fell into early in their development process. Initially, they operated exactly as you described.
They protected the context.
Yeah, they would constantly spawn sub-agents to protect the main AI's context window. So if a task came up, they'd carve out a tiny snippet of the code base and send it to a worker agent, thinking they were keeping the main brain from getting overwhelmed by noise.
But that didn't work.
No, because the mechanism of filtering actually destroys the quality of the output.
Because the sub-agent lacks the big picture.
Precisely. The sub-agent would do the localized work, but because it couldn't see the rest of the project, it would just make assumptions. It would send back a report that was heavily filtered and distorted by those assumptions.
Oh, I see. And then the main AI reads that flawed report.
And treats those assumptions as facts. AX found themselves having to manually rederive all the missing context anyway just to fix the integration errors.
Yay.
The breakthrough realization here was that modern AI models, specifically those massive 1 million token windows, have attention mechanisms that are incredibly adept at holding and ignoring noise. They can actually handle a messy desk.
So you shouldn't shelter them.
Right. You should only spawn a subagent if you have genuine independent parallel work that can happen simultaneously, or if you need to tag in a specialized model. You have to trust the capacity of the core model and just stop hiding information from it.
So you give the AI everything and only split tasks to save time, not to simplify the problem.
Exactly.
That completely changes how you organize the workload,
yeah,
which naturally leads into the big task workflow router. Because originally, AX sized tasks the way a typical human manager might, right? By volume.
Yeah, counting the files.
Right. Changing one or two files was a small task. Changing 10 or more files was a large task.
But measuring by volume proved to be a highly flawed metric for autonomous agents. So AX shifted the entire routing architecture to measure by risk instead.
And the database schema migration example in the source illustrates this perfectly. So a schema migration involves changing the fundamental underlying structure of how data is stored.
It's the foundation of the app.
Exactly. And that action might only require editing one single line in one single file. So by the old metric, the AI would treat it as a tiny, low-effort task.
But the risk of corrupting the entire database and breaking the application is massive.
Huge. So in the new system, that is categorized as a tier 3 or tier 4 task, which mandates heavy processing, mandatory discussion phases, and intense review.
Right.
Conversely, if you want to fix a typo in the copyright header across 50 different files, that is a massive volume of changes. But the risk of breaking the application is practically zero.
So that's just a tier one task.
Exactly. The AI is authorized to just execute it immediately.
You know, treating the AI as a risk-aware partner rather than a simple code generator really requires learning from failure. Every tier in that routing table was calibrated by a past mistake.
The system evolved because a human error occurred.
Yeah, the consequence was analyzed, and then the mitigation was codified into the routing logic.
But, you know, trusting the model with the full context and letting it tackle high-risk database changes requires serious verification. I mean, we have all seen AI confidently hallucinate or build just a terrible plan.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us to the friction points AX engineered to literally force the AI to be intellectually honest. They implemented what they call a GSD loop. Discuss, plan, execute.
And the most critical phase there is the first one, discuss. This is where you nail down all the gray areas before a single line of code or a single plan is even formulated.
If you've ever managed a complex project, you know the instinct is often to just dive in and start building. AX recognized this old failure mode in themselves.
Right. You start coding, you get to about 80% completion, and suddenly you uncover a fundamental structural flaw in the architecture.
And you have to throw all that work away.
Exactly. So by enforcing the GSD loop, fundamental questions like whether an API should use a GET or a POST request, or whether a system should fail open or fail closed, are forced into that discusses phase.
Because finding a structural flaw during the discussion phase costs absolutely nothing to fix.
Exactly, zero.
Even the planning phase is highly constrained. The AI cannot just write a vague directive like implement feature X. It is forced to write executable steps specifying the exact file name, the exact line number, and the exact syntax to insert.
And if there are any placeholders or vague intentions?
The system rejects the plan entirely. But of course, the AI will still try to find ways to be lazy. AX caught the AI essentially rubber stamping its own bad work through the illusion of self-review.
Yes.
The AI wrote a design spec, reviewed its own plan in a single pass, and confidently declared it ready to ship. But when AX manually checked it, there were glaring foundational errors.
So they instituted a mandatory three-pass critique.
Right. And this is much more sophisticated than just telling the AI to check its work again. It forces the AI to look through three distinct specialized lenses.
Pass one evaluates architecture and correctness. Pass two evaluates security and completeness. And pass three evaluates process and UX, basically asking if a human will actually be able to use the resulting interface.
Now, I have to pause on this three-pass system for a second. If an AI hallucinates a false premise the first time, why wouldn't it just confidently hallucinate that same false premise three times in a row?
That's a great question.
Because we know these models have a tendency to sort of double down on their own mistakes once they output them.
Well, that is the exact problem with generic self-correction prompts. But by forcing the AI to run three structurally separate queries with distinct constraints, you are essentially resetting its attention mechanism.
Oh, I see.
When the prompt shifts the entire context to a rigid security lens, the neural network weighs the tokens differently than it did during the architecture pass.
So it prevents the model from carrying over its own lazy biases.
Precisely. But here's where it gets really interesting. The true genius of the first pass is the mandate to execute an empirical grep.
Okay, so grep, for anyone who doesn't code, is a command line utility used to search for specific text patterns across entire directories of files.
Right.
And the rule AX implemented states that the AI is not allowed to simply think it knows what is in the code base. It cannot rely on its memory or its assumptions.
No, it is forced to run a grep search and empirically prove the existence of a variable or a function before it proceeds.
It completely eliminates assumption from the workflow. Implementing this specific mechanism immediately surfaced critical, show-stopping bugs that the AI had previously just glossed over.
Yeah, the blog post shares a really telling anecdote about this.
The URL token swap, right.
The AI designed this incredibly complex, over-engineered URL token swap. But when forced to empirically grep the code base to justify the architecture, the search returned zero actual occurrences of that token swap even being needed.
Wow. So the AI was meticulously solving a problem that did not exist in reality.
Exactly. And the empirical grep also caught a missing secret scanner that would have leaked passwords and an undeclared sync direction that would have resulted in database corruption.
It's one thing to force the AI to verify its code through searches and specific lenses. It's an entirely different challenge to make it take responsibility for the overall health of the project over time.
Which brings us to the E in the simple philosophy, extreme ownership.
Yes. AX enforces a baseline rule. Pre-existing lint errors are your problem now.
And lint errors are essentially automated spell check warnings for code formatting, right?
Basically, yeah. So if a human developer left sloppy formatting in a file a year ago, and the AI opens that file today to make a totally unrelated change, the AI is responsible for fixing those old formatting errors before closing the file.
Do not leave the code base worse than you found it.
Right. And AX codified this behavior with an automated hook they call Neat Freak.
So the Neat Freak hook triggers after every meaningful work session. It rigidly enforces that all project documentation, like the clu.md file, must perfectly match the actual code base.
So if the code introduces a new environment variable, the documentation must reflect that addition immediately.
Yes. And historically, documentation drift where the instructions don't perfectly match the software has always been treated as a tidiness problem.
It's annoying for a new developer onboarding, but it isn't going to break the application.
But AX points out a massive paradigm shift here. Huh. In the agent era, documentation drift is a correctness problem.
Because autonomous agents utilize those documentation files as their core memory. It's their premise for understanding the entire architecture.
Exactly. If the KLAODD.MD file is outdated, the agent will formulate its entire execution plan based on a false reality.
It'll confidently write broken code because it read broken instructions.
Right. So the Neat Freak hook guarantees the AI's foundational memory remains perfectly synchronized with the actual state of the project.
Which sets up what might be the most counterintuitive, brilliant rule in this entire configuration. The AX doesn't review rule.
Oh, this is fascinating.
AX explicitly programmed a rule telling the AI that the human operator, AX, will not review long-form artifacts.
Yeah.
No 1,000-line plan documents, no massive architectural design specs.
None of it.
Think about the last time a colleague handed you a 50-page report. You likely skimmed the introduction, checked a few bold headings, flipped to the conclusion, and said, looks good.
We all do it.
AX realized that if the AI hands them a 1,000-line plan, their eyes will glaze over, they will rubber stamp it, and the AI will interpret that human laziness as genuine validation.
This raises an important question, though, about human attention spans. By maintaining a human in the loop for large reviews, we inadvertently give the AI a crutch.
We do. It assumes the human will catch any major logic flaws.
But AX removed that safety net entirely. They refuse to read anything longer than a 10-line sign-off summary.
Just 10 lines.
Yeah. And by explicitly programming the system with the understanding that there is no human coming to save it, that the human is deliberately not checking the granular details, the AI's internal self-review processes become drastically stricter.
So the overall quality of the autonomous output increases precisely because the burden of responsibility is isolated entirely onto the agent's shoulders.
Stepping back and refusing to micromanage actually improved the system.
And that dynamic brings us full circle to the automated publish script we discussed at the very beginning, the two-tier fail-closed audit that caught the invisible bytecode leak.
Right. So tier one executes an identity term grep. It rigorously searches the entire output for personal names, private email addresses, and local computer file paths.
And Tier 2.
Tier 2 deploys an industry-standard secret scanner hunting for exposed API keys and authentication tokens.
And because it is fail-closed, if either of those tiers registers a single hit, the script halts the entire operation. It absolutely refuses to push the code.
Which is how it caught 3 legitimate leaks on day 1.
Including that compiled file containing the home directory path and those internal domain API references. The human stepped back, the safety net worked, and it protected the project.
AX summarizes this philosophy perfectly. Build the safety net, trust the safety net, and when it fires, you listen.
We are looking at a synthesis of workflow evolution here. You construct highly specialized tools with encoded taste. You route tasks based on catastrophic risk rather than sheer volume.
You force the system to verify its own assumptions against reality and make it take ownership of its foundational memory.
And then you wrap the entire autonomous operation in a rigid, fail-closed audit.
AX notes that years ago, people would question why developers spent so much time obsessively configuring their terminal environments or text editors.
It looked like a waste of time to outsiders.
Right. But those specific bespoke configurations paid compounding returns over a career. AX argues that this setup, this highly personal digital workshop, is the exact same concept adapted for the agent era.
It's not just about having access to a tool. It's about defining the specific shape of your tools.
Exactly. We are rapidly approaching an inflection point where the floor for accessing raw AI intelligence drops to 0.
Pretty much anyone with an internet connection will be able to prompt a chatbot to generate an application or draft a comprehensive report.
The baseline intelligence of the model is already becoming a commodity. Everyone will essentially have the exact same AI.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, the real differentiator, your competitive advantage in this environment, shifts entirely to how you configure that intelligence.
AX invested 6 months into building this architecture, and now complex tasks that used to take days are compressed into an hour or two of highly reliable automated execution.
Same underlying AI model, but an entirely different configuration yields an entirely different caliber of output.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap up, there is a lingering thought here regarding that AX doesn't review rule. We've seen that this AI system performs significantly better and caught far more of its own errors when the human operator stopped micromanaging the context window and explicitly refused to read the long, detailed reports. Removing the human safety net forced a rigorous, process-heavy self-review.
Right. So if establishing hard boundaries and refusing to micromanage work so effectively for an artificial intelligence, it makes you wonder about the human workflows and team dynamics we navigate every day.
Oh, that's an interesting parallel.
What projects or even relationships are you currently micromanaging that would actually benefit from this exact same hands-off, process-heavy approach? Where could you step back, remove your own safety net, and let the system or the person review itself?
It really forces you to ask who that micromanagement is actually protecting the project or the manager's own anxiety.
Exactly. Until next time, keep exploring, and thanks for joining us on this deep dive.